Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Sup, Bunker Dwellers? How you doing? I'm one of your hosts, John Jamingo, and alongside me, my very chatty, home-wrecking co-host, the Duchess. How you doing, Duchess?
Good evening. I'm not a home-wreck.
If you talk to some of our fans, women, they wouldn't be, I don't know.
Rude?
I don't know. She's always chatting with my man.
I chat with everybody.
What do you want from me? I'm just saying.
What do you want? I'm fucking friendly. What can I say?
Friendly. She's friendly, folks.
I am. I invite Jimmy to your house.
Yes. Yes, you are. Very friendly. Hey.
I am friendly.
Before we get into everything, and that cricket went out of my mind. Oh.
You're recording, right?
I am. I almost didn't. I looked over. I'm like, whew, wait a minute.
Panic.
So one of the things is I think we might have to start coming in at like 10 of just to check things because a half an hour is too long. We fight in the chat. Like when we're waiting to come on, we're arguing and fighting and discussing. I had to give her a talking to
backstage.
We're doing
the show before the show.
Yeah, we're doing the show before the show. Yeah, because there's a topic that I'm going to bring up today, and you're like, I didn't know about it. I'm like, guess what? You are talking about it. You started it. We're talking about it. Like an old married couple.
That's right.
Yeah. It's kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of.
Kind of, sort of. All right. So I have to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's about dude cooking. I'm very, very upset with myself because... Since I started taking this, it's called Mounjaro, I don't have any desire for fast food, so I'm doing all cooking at home. And
awesome.
I suck at it. I mean, I suck. Okay. And the reason I say that was I just wanted to make a meatloaf. And it shouldn't be that hard.
Oh, that giant meatloaf, right?
It shouldn't be hard, right? It should be easy. So I'm looking up meatloaf reps. And I'm not a dumb guy. I mean, I build shit. I know things. Like, I'm not a moron unless you put kitchen utensils and ingredients in my hand.
Yep.
So I go through this whole thing. I have the ingredients. I go this. I put everything together. I put it into the air fryer. I put it on bake. And I made it. I made a meat lump. A meat lump.
That sounds not delicious.
It is not. Well, okay. Hang on a second. So when I got done, it was. I think it was more liquid than it should have been. Like, in other words, when you make a loaf, it should be tight.
Mike, grab that. When you make a loaf,
it
needs to be tight.
You don't want a loose loaf.
Who wants a loose loaf? You do have to put some breadcrumbs in there.
I you know what I used? Because I listened, you know who I listened to? The guy from Dano's, the Dano's seasoning.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of their seasoning. I've tried it a couple times. Huge fan.
All right, I used it, and what he said to use, instead of bread, to use Ritz crackers. And I said—
I've done that, yeah.
Okay, sounds pretty good, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I get the crackers out, I put them in a bag, I get my chicken hammer, and I'm beating the shit out of these things until they're dust. You know what a chicken hammer is, right? It's like a meat tenderizer, one side's
the
flat.
Meat tenderizer.
Yeah, I call it a chicken hammer, because I always flatten my chicken with it. So I pound everything out.
You beat your boobs. Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. I beat my boobs down. So I put everything together, and I mix it, and they say you're not supposed to mix it too much. All right? Because you don't want to... You just want to incorporate everything. You don't want to make it in. I think I mushed it. So then I try to get it into, and I couldn't find my loaf pans. Because I always like to put them in a loaf pan, and you smash it in, and you turn it over, and you bang it. You bang your loaf pan, and it makes a nice loaf. I couldn't do that. So I tried to make this. So by the time I got it in there, and it cooked for like 10 minutes, it just oozed down into a meat lump. And then he says to cook it at 400 degrees for 40 minutes. Well, I brought it out. It was like there was a crust on top of it. Not a crust you want. Like a crust you don't want. Like a burnt crust.
Like a crust you don't want.
Yeah, like the crust you don't want. So okay. I was so pissed off. So fine. And it was late at night. I'm trying to do this. I get it done. And I'm like, I was just going to throw it in the trash. And I said, well, you know what? Let me just kind of.
Did you taste it?
Yeah, it tastes like shit. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like right. I bit into a charcoal
wet
briquette.
Meat?
No,
oh,
no.
It was totally dried
it was,
out.
It was dry. It was the outside of it.
350.
Was like,
400's high.
Okay. Yeah, 400.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Danos.
That's weird. That's a, I don't know. Like, so Mr. Decaf wants to know if you put tomato soup or ketchup on top.
No, I did not. You know what
I
he
don't like
did?
That. I don't
didn't.
Like
that. I don't like the ketchup on top. I don't want that. I was going to put barbecue sauce on.
But see, by altering the recipe, you have to make adjustments for that. See, if you left the the top all,
I'm a rookie.
If you left your top all wet, then the 400 makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but since the top was all dry,
so I waited a half hour, and I just took it and I put it in. I just put it in a container and I just put it in the refrigerator and I said, "That's enough of this." So yesterday, I came out and I cut a slice and then I chiseled off the burnt part and I put it on bread and with a little bit of ketchup and it wasn't bad. So there's promise.
Okay.
See, I believe that you have to make mistakes to learn how to do anything.
That's true.
That's true. If everything goes correctly, no one learns how to do things.
Correct.
I just found one way not to make a meatloaf.
Well, but you know the adjustment. Honestly, I think the temperature was too high.
I think
400 is too high. So you probably could do the same recipe, but adjust it maybe to 350 or 375. I don't mind it if the top is a little browned. Like, it's nice to have a little bit of a texture to it, but like burned is like something else.
Yeah, it was horrible.
So.
The other thing, so Bob says, is the Mounjaro worth all this? First of all, I got to go to my second.
Yes.
I go to the highest dose right now. Guess how much that is for a month's worth of $500. It's $125 a shot. All right, listen. You know what?
Is that every week though?
Yeah, it's every.
That's
well,
every
no,
week.
No, five. It's $125 a shot. Four shots, okay. $500. Now
so,
I know
like
I'm losing
one a week. Okay,
I can see that I'm losing weight in my face.
You are.
I can see it. The problem is. I got the turkey neck. Look at this.
Oh,
look at
that.
Look at this thing.
I have it too.
Not like this.
I hate it.
I lose all this weight. I'm going to have like a gullet underneath. Like I'll look.
But
like
you qualify for surgery to remove it.
Really? I'll look like a pelican. I'll look like I could swallow
a
tuna.
Look like a pelican.
Yes. Fucking pelican.
Oh no, John.
Damn it! I was trying to get a camera angle up. So you couldn't see my turkey.
I hate when I do it's funny when I do selfies now. It's like I look and I'm like, oh no, my neck. And I've seen now I get targeted ads, these motherfuckers on Facebook on like this tape that you can put like behind, like under your hair, behind your head, like pulls the fucking neck back. And all I could think of was like, maybe. But I think that just bothers me so much. Like it's because I worked so hard to lose so much weight and it's like 50, 70 pounds like I've lost so far. And it's like I know I'm getting stronger, but it's like it's not retracting. Things aren't retracting back.
No, it's droopy because, we're old
it's
and our
droopy
skin droops,
and I'm
yes.
saggy. I know. And well, it's just not, like,
there's
it's
nothing
so
you
disheartening.
You know what we're going to have to do?
No.
We're going to need
I'm
those
so
things.
Sad.
Well, you get Spanx, and I think guys get Spunks or whatever. I don't know. But there are those things that you put on to kind of tuck everything in.
Oh my God, no! I live in those. Those are fine. I don't have a problem with that. I need one for my neck. That's the problem.
Yeah, how do you do something for your neck?
I can't. Like short of surgery,
You know what they do? They wear scarves. They wear scarves.
So depressing.
So Bob's in the chat.
I can't wear a scarf.
Boomer Bob is in the chat, and I know what he's all upset about this. He says his lady's getting Ozempic. She got her insurance card. She's going to get Ozempic, and he's planning her funeral. And I know why he's saying that. Because he was listening to the No Agenda podcast, and these two jerk-offs are over there talking about this. Like, he even knows something. Now, let me just say something about Adam. whatever his name is.
I was going to say Corolla, but I'm wrong.
Curry.
Curry.
Yeah, Adam Curry. All right, so.
Adam Curry.
Now, he's a smart guy, and, you know, he does it. But here's, if you do, if they have anything for weight loss, and it's a pill or something, everybody jumps on, just stop eating. Eat a salad, fatty, and take a walk. Fuck you. You don't even know what I'm talking about. If that's the case, an alcoholic should stop drinking, and drug people should stop taking drugs. It doesn't work like that for us. We're a different breed of person.
So it's you, not, yeah.
You can go fuck yourself, no agenda. Because the first, all of you, because they don't even, again, they don't look into it. It's just like, oh, here's another thing, like Fen-Phen. I was on Fen-Phen back in the day when it first came out. Do you remember that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You were on that?
Yeah, only for a little bit. Shit. And here's the thing. Yeah, I only wanted
to pull it off the market.
Yes, but I only took the good Fen. I never took the bad Fen. The one Fen was an appetite suppressant. The other Fen was supposed to do something, and I didn't take that one because I didn't like it. So I only took the appetite suppressant, so I was okay. I had to go have a heart thing, like they checked my heart out, heart valve and everything.
Because it's they give you like fucking speed,
right.
It's like amphetamine Fen.
Right. Well, back in the day, my mom, when she was losing weight, they gave them amphetamines. But my mom had these things. Yes. They were black beauties. Remember the song from the Rolling Stones,
Mother's Little Helper?
Yeah. Mother's Little Helper.
I love that shit.
Yeah, she says, boy, I'll tell you what, I don't know what's in these pills, but I just clean the house like crazy.
The house is shiny as a motherfucker.
Right. You know, and she wouldn't put up with any of our shit. I mean, I got I got beat like a dirty rug. Beat. Yeah,
she's looking to do something. She's all like,
Yeah,
it sucks. It's weight loss is hard, and I feel like there's no winning in how you do that. Everybody has their own thing, right? Everybody has their own journey. I'll call it a journey, but I know journey is overused, but it works for me. So what I do works for me. What you do works for you. And the fact that people can just pop in and go, you shouldn't do that. Fuck you. You don't live in my skin. You don't have to deal with the shit I got to deal with.
You know who,
I do what works for me. You do what works for you. And you sit the fuck down and mind your goddamn business.
You know what's, you know what I think it is? It's all these health clubs, this Weight Watchers and all. They're like, you know what? We got to get rid of this stuff because if people start taking this, and again, I take it for type 2 diabetes. Well, why do I have type 2 diabetes? Probably because I'm fat. All right. So it's like, it's hand in hand. Other people, like JM says, I tried to get on Ozempic for 6 months, couldn't find a place that had it in stock. That's the other thing. You can't get it in stock. So when I ordered this time, I ordered it right away, and they're like, oh, it's out of stock. I'm like, fuck it is, but somebody better find some stock. Then all of a sudden, they found some, and they shipped it over, and so now I go pick it up. But they want you to pick it up right away. $500, I guess they fucking do.
They want their money. You know, and it's hard. And I see Dean writes, it's, you know, it's calories in versus calories burned.
Yeah, for you, Dean. Yeah, for you.
But it's difficult. And, you know, coming from, I'll say, being a Gen X, I was born in the 70s and like raised in that diet culture in the 80s and the 90s. Like, I can't tell you how many times people said, well, if you lose the weight, I'll get you this, or if you do this, I'll do that. And I remember looking back thinking how fat I was, and I'm like, I wish I was that fat now. Like, I wish I was at that weight. So, but it's the mindset, like it's, for me, it's exhausting. Like, I chart my food, I chart my steps, I chart my I chart everything. And like, I'm like, can't I just eat? Can I just eat? Can I just be like a normal person? But like, if I go to and I don't think I'm big, but I'm definitely not in the norm of what people would say slim. And like, if I go out and like, if I eat a cheeseburger, like, am I going to get my picture taken? Because like, look at this fatty eating a cheeseburger. Look at this fatty at the gym. Like, fuck you. Like, I can't even do that. I'm terrified of that. Like,
I don't go out just because of that. I'm not getting someone taking a picture and put me on social media.
I don't need to be on social. I don't need to be shamed. I already have enough shame that I've built up for 53 years in my brain. If I ever get anything like that, I would literally vanish. I would be a hermit. There's no way.
I see them taking pictures of fat people sitting in like one of those rolling walkers or a wheelchair. Or if they're riding around, around on a scooter, they take pictures or a video of them.
That's not right.
Right.
It's not.
And they put it up on social media, and I feel like finding those people and just beating them with a baseball bat. I really do. I think violence. I think we need violence for these people. I think it's funny. It's all funny.
If I could incorporate more rage in my routine, I might lose more weight.
No, I'm serious.
I feel like I'm the Hulk. Like I'm, you know, there's one point scene in the Avengers like, well, you know, you'll have to be angry. And the Hulk's like, well, I'm always angry. And I'm like, I can relate to that. Like, it doesn't take much to, oh, Sparky, eat what you want, be yourself, be happy. I can't, that's I'm not happy.
Well, yeah, if you're not happy you can't. Because you can't. Move, yeah, I don't have what I, listen, when I was 260, 250, yeah, I had a dad bod back, but I had a dad bod before dad bods were in season and style.
Dad bods are awesome.
Right? I had a dad bod. You know, I was thick. I was thick in the middle.
Thick boy.
Yeah, I was. You know, they used to call me... You know, my when I was working in the elevator business,
you're a thick boy.
I was in the elevator business, and my boss would always say, "I see the diet's going well." Well, you know, he was one that was run over with the elevator, so I see the diet. You know, I see the diet's going well.
He kind of looked like Harvey Dent. Sorry, man.
Yeah, Tom, it's going as well as your plastic surgery. But anyhow, look, you want to fuck around? You want to throw a bomb? You want to throw haymakers? I can throw a haymaker with you.
Yeah, it sucks. It's weight loss is hard. Like, you know, when you get to a certain point, like I feel like I'm like for me, I feel like I've plateaued and I keep trying different things. I know I need more sleep. I definitely don't have more sleep.
If you started getting more sleep, I think you would drop so much weight because you are always on like 11. Like in other words, you run the scale's 1 to 10, you're running at 11. Like
I do.
We used to call it running with your choke out. You run all the time with your choke out. She comes on today and she's eating. She's stuffing things into her face because she gets home.
Oh, shut up! I wasn't stuffing things.
Now, what I'm saying is, you're trying to shovel something into your face to eat because you haven't eaten all day, and now you got to do this.
I'm hungry.
And you're like, you're starving, and you're like, you're apologizing. You're like, I'm chewing in your ear. Chew. I don't care. Doesn't bother me none.
Well, that's also like years of eating, like. It sucks. Like it's, I feel, I know everybody has their pressures from growing up, but like I had such trauma from like probably like 10 to like through high school years to like 20, 22. And I swear it's just that shit lives in my brain. There's no living.
We grow up
it.
With a fat really mentality. Is. We have a fat mentality. No matter what we do, we still have that fat mentality.
And it's okay. And it's, we are the one group that it's okay to pick on.
Sure.
Like can't it's okay to destroy. You right. can't pick on any nationalities, no religion, but like, look at that fatty. We can say shit about her. Who does she think she is looking like?
You can
like
have
that?
A guy dress up like a broad and say he's a woman and go into a woman's locker room. Back in the day, if somebody did that, we'd drag him out of the locker room and beat their ass and say, don't go into a lady's locker room. That's not where you go.
Dean says, Duchess on Spinal Tap, turn it to a woman. By the way, they're making a second Spinal Tap.
Why? FYI. We didn't even need the first one.
Oh, the first one was awesome.
I want to go back. So I want to wrap this up in a bow.
Go ahead. I don't want to talk about weight loss anymore.
Yeah, with the Mounjaro, what I have noticed was that I had something going. I don't know what it was. I think it's just that addiction center in your brain that whatever makes alcoholics drink or drug addicts, or gamblers gambler or Bob have sex with everything that walks, everything that makes that
we miss
happen.
You, Bob.
The whatever that is in your brain, this shot
it's an addict,
turns it off. Like I
That's
don't.
Amazing.
I went the other day. I went to Taco Bell and I got a burrito and a little thing of nachos. Right, because I was out doing something. I said, I'll go get something to eat. I'll treat myself. I ate half the burrito. I was like, this thing sucks.
Yeah.
And then I the nachos were terrible. And I'm like, I just threw Taco Bell in the trash. I mean, I understand. I'm saving $125 a week just in fast food.
Well, but then it balances. And here's the thing. It's a quality of life. And if you can use this to get you to where you want to be, well, then do it. Yeah, what are you reading?
Big Pecker Bob's in there bragging about his mule.
Oh.
Right. Oh, Deans, no. Dean says, I eat pussy all the time. I don't gain weight. You don't eat it. You just lick it. Like, in other words, if I just took food in my mouth, rolled it around with my tongue, and then spit it back out again, I wouldn't gain any weight either, Dean.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. But, you know, so on social media, let's get back to the reason I started this. On social media, I see all these people cooking, and it looks real, real easy to do.
Yeah, it's not. They lie. It's all prep. All the shit's prepped in advance, and they just like, boop, boop,
yeah,
boop.
So
you watch it, like a 90-second video, and all of a sudden, like, oh, I can make that. Well, 45 minutes later, you're still chopping. Oh, this guy, I have a love-hate relationship with him.
Do you see his fiancée?
Yeah, I don't know how he landed her.
She's a smoke show.
Yeah, he was a dick to his knees. That's all I can think of. I don't know. He's ridiculous. He repeats everything. Like, what the what? What the what?
So this is why I got this, because I thought this might be something for you. All right?
Mike says, roll it around and spit it out. That's not, oh.
It's not how you do it.
I don't do that at all, but go ahead.
Here we go.
Did you know that if you blend almond milk, banana, turmeric, cinnamon, nutmeg, and black pepper, you have just made a golden milk smoothie that will make you sleep like a baby.
Sleep like a what? What, in the rupee smoothie?
Okay, welcome back to Drinks and Dreams. Said this will have you sleeping like a baby. We're about to find out. Get you one whole Nana, okay? Throw in that Nana. Apparently, if you feel any fright, you drink this and you go night-night, okay? One cup of almond milk. Now you need one teaspoon of turmeric. Apparently, I just found out turmeric's like a miracle herb. Like, this thing apparently cures everything. Broke baby daddy? Turmeric. Now you need half a teaspoon of cinnamon, okay? Make sure you get the dang Ceylon cinnamon. Apparently, this can repair relationships. This is some good, this is some strong stuff. Now add a dash of nutmeg. All right, because everyone deserves a good nutmeg. I'll leave that right there. I'll get you some black pepper. Apparently, black pepper can prevent cancer. This is what they told me. Okay, will this make me sleepy or have to pee-pee? We're about to find out. Oh, damn, that's good. We'll see.
You ever fall asleep in the middle of the day with jeans on and wake up with a sweaty ass? That's what
happened. So apparently it works.
There's something about him. It's the constant repeat and the rhymes.
The rhymes, I like
that. Get me. They just annoy me. But he's, I like watching him prepare it. It's the whole discussion of it. I think it's the, if I could fast forward him, he'd be, yeah, someone else says this guy annoys me than Bob's McDonald's order.
I brought that on here because I thought that smoothie that makes you sleep might help you. Because you're someone that needs sleep.
I should go to bed earlier, and I don't.
Either
I
or something.
Probably, yeah. I think if I went to bed earlier, I would do better, but I keep trying. In my brain, I'm like, I should go lay down. And then 10 o'clock, I'm like, but I'm having fun. Like, I'm in Discord. I'm chatting with friends. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, it's quarter to 11.
I mean, what?
marriages. Shut up.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Excuse me.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Huh?
I'm wrecking marriages. What?
Well, the whole point is I'm in bed by 11 and then I'm up at 4:30. And it just, well, this morning it didn't happen. Like, I just, it went off and I'm like, snooze. And then next thing I know, I literally wake up and I went, oh, it's 5 o'clock. And I'm already like supposed to be like in the gym on the treadmill at 5. So I was like, fuck it. And I rolled over to go back to sleep. And it wasn't even a restful sleep. It was like I dozed, like, and just like kind of half.
I do the same thing. I wake up at 5 o'clock, and I know I got to get up at 7:30, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm trying to sleep, and I got a podcast on. And
I wanted to sleep.
Yeah, just can't do it.
Couldn't.
Speaking of podcasts, I noticed that you're out and you're networking, and I love you networking. I love it when you go out and network with other people.
I like finding new people. Yeah.
And apparently, you found some people, and they came into the Discord.
I did. Yes.
And I was pretty excited about that. So I would like to give them a shout out because they sound like a couple of dudes, some Southern boys. It's the TNA podcast.
Yes, with Jason and Sam.
Jason and Sam. Okay, I didn't know their names yet because I was kind of listening to the latest episode.
Correct.
And they actually had people call in to the show. And it was ladies. A lot of ladies.
Yeah, a lot of ladies call into that show and leave messages. And boy, those ladies have a lot to say.
They do. I'm shocked.
It's a little more than it's. Ooh.
So, okay.
Well, you know me.
So. No. Hang on. Because I want to delve into this. So why is it? Why did you get the vapors?
What is it?
There you go. There they are.
There they are. Hey. Look, Jason and or Sam.
I think this is Jason because
this might be Jason.
I think
he's
Jason.
The one who really is out and about, I think. Yes.
Okay. So why did you get that? Because you just, woohoo, the vapor. Now, I didn't get the vapors because these are just two old boys talking
shit. Good old boys.
Where did, is it The Voice?
Well, of course, I love The Voices. You know me, I love Voice. So, but I meant woo because some of the things the ladies say, the topics are very sexy topics.
Yeah, sexy. And,
but well, I'm listening backwards, so I heard the most current couple ones. Mm-hmm. So then I went back and started listening. And I'm trying to go through all of them, but I've skipped a couple. So I'm on episode, I just wrapped up 29, I think. But there's like episodes that like fetishes, and then, you know, but then there's also episodes like things that happen at work, and there's, some of them are hysterical. Like the stories are fantastic, and they're very good storytellers. So some of them are longer and some of them are shorter stories, but they're very good and they amuse me and they make me laugh. And I'm all about that. So I had actually finished 29 and 30, which was, let me see here, with that, sexual fantasies, kinks, and strange sex locations. So if y'all are into that, definitely check them out. But they have other topics as like, you know, ghost stories and like dumb shit you've done, embarrassing moments. So, and then what they do is they announce their topic, and then people have the, they can email or message or do a voice message on their Facebook page and send a message, and they play those. So it's interesting.
I'd like to talk to them because I would like to know what I have to do to get somebody to send a goddamn voicemail to our voicemail line. We have Duchess. She's giving the voicemail line out on Twitter.
I'm begging for calls.
Yeah,
I'm,
she's
begging.
Like, hi, it's the Duchess. And just use your fingers.
Not quite begging like that.
I could. What? I would love it if you just used your fingers and dialed 856-477-1935. Please call now. I'm waiting.
Use your fingers.
Yeah, and nothing. Disgusting. Not a fucking call or text or nothing.
Oh, no.
Look, send a dick pic. Something. Just
no, send it. We'll send it to John. He loves us.
I'm the one that checks it. She can't even get into it. Anyhow.
I can't even get
so,
into
it. Oh. Yeah, so they're having it. And then they had Matt Mish on from formerly of Whiskey 69.
Whiskey 69.
And he's on the Bromigos show.
He's on Bromigos.
And
yeah.
Now he went back
that's
to college radio? For what reason,
well,
I don't know.
They invited him back. So okay. He's on once a week for an hour, and he plays some retro sounds, which I like. So I listened to him then. Because he's a Jersey boy, so I listen to that. I know the station, so I tune in. It's the Bronx. So.
And apparently Matt is on the podcast, I'm kind of depressed tour.
Stop that. And stop. Don't even.
Why?
No.
Well, he is, isn't he? He's in there whining how he's depressed. And I'm like, how can you be depressed in this day and age with everything that's going on? Why are you depressed? I got to shake him. We coddle these kids nowadays.
He's not coddled.
I'm telling you, we need to straighten him out. He needs a kick in the ass is what he needs. He's nothing to be depressed about. Nothing. Unless he's a little
that
warped in the head.
That is such a boomer sentiment.
It is.
That is very much like, just snap out of it.
Yes.
That's not how they are. He's young. He's 28.
Exactly.
Yes. Should be sharing how he feels.
You know what? If he wants
if
to be depressed.
He's feeling like he needs.
I'll switch bodies with him. He could take over my life and I'll take over his life. And I'll show him depressed. And I'm not depressed. Hi, Paul.
Did I hear you use the phrase boomer sentiment?
Boomer sentiment?
I don't know.
You just did.
I'm on. Okay.
To what were you referring?
I'm talking about something. Really?
Uh-oh. Now I got somebody in trouble. This is a new one.
Close the door. God damn. We'll talk later.
What's a boomer sentiment anyhow? Oh, I guess.
Well, I think when I said, you know what? It was boomer sentiment. It was such a thing to say. Such a boomer thing to say.
Yeah, it's such a boomer thing to say because.
He's a boomer, so.
Right. Well, so am I, apparently.
I know, you old fart.
Look, there's no, and then the other thing is you don't go into other podcasts, not what he was over into, Paul's turning into Tammy, Jesus, podcast neck wrecks another relationship, nothing will tear a relationship apart like a podcast, but he's going on these other shows, like he was on Delvin's show.
No, because the power box is right in front of me.
He was on Delvin's
that
show?
That breaker panel's right in front of me. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
He went on Delvin's show, and he was on his show, yes. And he's on this show.
Yes. Yes. I think it's good that he's talking about it. If he's having
you know
those
what?
Feelings,
I
he's talking
bring him,
to friends.
I will bring him on this show, or we can do Jamingo Rants. I want to bring him on and talk to him about it.
That sounds like it would be like welcoming.
Yeah.
Reach out to him.
I will.
But you have to let him talk. You can't just talk over him. He has to tell his story.
Listen, I will let him tell his story.
Yes.
And then I will kick his ass because he needs
You are not going to kick his ass. No, because then I will crash your episode. There's no way. You can't.
I'm sorry.
No.
But
No, he's having a tough time, and I don't want to talk out of church about Matt.
What's the tough time?
I genuinely like him, and I'm concerned
about
him.
I like him too.
I want him to feel better, and I want him to get the help.
I would like him to feel better also.
Yes.
This is why he needs a talking to. Apparently, what he's doing isn't working. Look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I want to give it a try.
You're
wrong. He's tried everything else. I'm just going to sit down. I seriously want to know what his issues are. I've heard him talk. It's been months.
What does it mean you just turn the switch off? Like, oh, I told somebody I feel better. It's not how it works. It's processing. There's things that you have to work through. You can't just turn off emotions. He's not like us.
You know something?
Like, well, especially you. You just get to work, you know, and then boomers, and then Gen X, we were just like, go. We were just wild children. They're a different age. They're a different era, raised differently.
Really? I'm going to just say this. I saw him at a goddamn porno convention where he's sitting there hugging half-naked ladies,
well,
taking pictures. I understand that, but I mean, if I was his age and I was at one of these conventions or something like this.
Yeah, and he's now up in the Meadowlands.
Talk about snappy out of depression.
There's, Exotica, I think it was
called. Boobs among, there's like boobs all over the place.
There's a lot of boobs. There's a lot of boobs.
Come here, please.
I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I like Matt. Matt has been on, he was on the TNA podcast. He was on Delvin's podcast, and he spoke about it also on his own podcast, the Bromigos, excuse me. And I think his story is very important, like just the way he feels. And I think by discussing it and working through it, I think it may help. I'm not a therapist, and I don't want to speak for him.
I was at this convention with all these whores and porn stars and I was getting pictures taken with hot naked girls.
He doesn't talk like that. Shut up.
First of all, the way that you say I like Matt makes it sound like
I do like
don't.
Matt.
Okay, but I also like Matt. That's enough of this. Snap out of it. Do something else.
So you're going to slap him, like share? Like,
no, kind of, in a way. Not in a physical way, but in a... Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, everybody likes Matt.
He's just a very likable fella.
He is a very likable fella.
He's a nice young man.
All right, do you know who Pastor Bob Joyce is?
No.
Okay. Pastor Bob Joyce is what people think is when Elvis died in August of 1977, they think that he didn't die, that they faked his death, and then he went to live as a pastor in Arkansas, and he took the name Pastor Bob Joyce. This is Pastor Bob Joyce, and he sings, and he's doing... what's the name of this? How Great That Thou Are, which is a song that Elvis did. So let's just have a listen.
Elvis, my song, my Savior God, to thee.
I mean, he's got the crowd all whipped up into shape. What do you think? Does that sound like Elvis?
I think he sounds like he listened to a lot of Elvis and could probably emulate Elvis, but he doesn't look like Elvis.
He doesn't look like Elvis?
No.
All right. So now what I have here is I have a fat, pudgy Elvis.
He looks like Meatloaf. Remember Meatloaf? He looks like Meatloaf.
He looks at me. He looks like me without a beard and black pork chop side, but kind of sort of.
Maybe he's cooking meatloaf. Right.
He's meat lump. All right. All right. Let's see.
There's the episode title right there.
Meat lump. I know. Here's Elvis.
Oh my God! How great
First of all.
Yeah, it's not his best look.
That bastard. Who the fuck decided that this was a good look with the white pants and the, or is that a jumpsuit? It looks like the jumpsuit.
That could have been the jumpsuit.
Good.
I don't know.
Bob says that other guy could be Elvis if he took Ozempic.
Yeah, that's I mean, not for nothing. Elvis was stuffed full of Quaaludes and shit. So I mean,
yeah, he was on a lot.
They found him on the toilet. I'm pretty sure that pastor ain't Elvis, but I think he could have been influenced by him. Like a lot of people tried to have that sound.
Well,
so
again, there are Elvis impersonators that make living at impersonating, you know, they have like the Asian one. Oh, great. Wow. Yeah,
I've not heard that.
So apparently the good pastors have had enough of this.
There you go.
Yeah, well, this,
obviously.
Let's see. How old was Elvis when he died? He died in 77. I think he was like in his 50s.
I think late 50s.
Yeah, this guy's in his 80s, this guy.
Okay, 70, 80, 90. He would have to be pretty fucking old.
He's close
old.
To the age. All right, so wow. Here he is. He's a little upset.
He's like, I ain't Elvis.
Bob Joyce is not Elvis. He's going to put this to rest.
He looks like Kenny Rogers.
I, Bob Joyce, am not, nor ever have been, any other person but me. I am not trying to lead people to believe or make them believe that I'm somebody that I'm not. If anybody says so, they're wrong. This church is not running some kind of scam or scheme to make money, to get a following, to make people believe that I'm somebody that I'm not.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
I am no other person. I could name some names here, but you know, I'm supposed to be at least one of three different people.
Why not say what the names are? He's not saying I'm not Elvis. He's not saying it. It's almost like, hey, listen, Reverend Bob, take your hand, put it on a Bible, swear to Jesus that you're not Elvis, and we're all done with this.
I got a Bible or two I can send him.
I'm going to put my head on the Bible, all right? And I'm going to say, Jesus, I swear on my to the Lord Jesus Christ and my God Almighty that I never have been, ever was, or will be the Elvis Presley. Do that, and we'll believe you. But he doesn't say that, and he doesn't say that he's not Elvis. He says, I'm going to tell you something right now. That there's a lot of people out here, and they're saying that me, that I'm somebody else. Well, I'm just saying that I was born Bob Joyce. I'm going to die Bob Joyce, and I've always been Bob Joyce. Well, put your hand on the Bible.
Stop.
Swear you're not Elvis.
He shouldn't have to swear that he's not Elvis.
I understand he shouldn't have to, but don't you think that would... Here's a man of God. He puts his hand on the Bible and swears to his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he is not Elvis. We're done here. I mean, there's a man of God that swears on a Bible. I'm like, okay, we're done
How
here.
Old is this guy? How old is this guy?
I don't know. He's in his 80s. He's around Elvis's age.
If Elvis was alive, he'd be 89.
All right. Well,
you
know,
think he's 89?
He probably went to
he's
rehab.
Pretty zippy for,
he could have went to rehab. He could have got off the drugs and the pills and got on to the religion. And now this is what he's doing. Just, again, with people that just, it'd be very easy to stop this. Is his real name Buzz? I'm not Buzz Presley. I never walked on the moon. Interrupted
episode
by a werewolf.
Title.
Yeah, that's true.
Werewolf.
Yeah, I mean to turn the phone off, and there's just too many things to do before the show.
That's all right.
The show before the show.
The show before the show.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of rumors. They took his face and they put like his face over Elvis's face, and everything matches up.
Oh my
I'm
God.
I'm just wondering if Elvis's father stepped out on Mrs. Mrs. Presley back in the day. Popped and out another little Elvis.
It happens to sound just like the other Elvis.
Just like the other Elvis.
What the hell was that?
That's just a truck going by.
Tons
of noises. Hey, I'm podcasting down here.
I'm podcasting over here.
But I just love it when you see somebody that you can't think that can sing, but they can sing. And it just amazes me. Like, you would look at this gentleman here, and you wouldn't think that he could sing. But he can.
Blame it all on her ruse. She showed me her boobs and flashed her cooter my way. But I could tell by the stank coming off of her tank, she hadn't washed that thing in days. You should have seen the surprise and the fear in my eyes as she sat down on my face.
I cried for help. This is going out to the TNA podcast.
No, stop.
I can't believe I'm dying this way.
Come on, everybody.
Now I got a cooter sitting on my face. And I can't get rid of that
awful taste.
Lord, help me,
please.
Get her off of me.
He has a
well,
great voice,
she
by the way.
Got up and I can start to breathe. I told her don't come back until that cooter's clean. Now all I need is some Listerine.
I'm sorry, I ruined it. But yeah, you see
Mike
that
wants
guy?
You to send it to him.
Yeah, he wants that one there.
He wants to cover it.
Well, it's funny you say something about Mike, but here we have Mike right here.
Oh, there's that guy.
This is Mike Tomarito, and he's a producer of the show. He helps me with a ton of stuff. He just grabs
awesome.
Clips, and he's just an amazing producer, friend of the show. And he the other day says, I'm trying to get back into guitar again.
Do you need to take that?
No, it's the Jimmy.
Take it. Oh, the Jimmy. Yeah, you're right, Sparky, the things I have to listen to on this podcast.
Anyhow, so I could get back to what I'm doing. Let me just take and shut this fucking thing off.
Now, tell Jimmy to come over. You can set up a chair for him.
I don't want to move, okay? I'm
kidding. I'm joking.
I don't want him here. Fucking thing. I'm the 60-something years old. I can't shut a phone off.
Please try again.
Oh.
Shut up, Siri. You cunt. All right, anyhow.
You just mute it. Like, you don't have to.
I got
to
get in there, and I got my dirty dick beaters in there. I can't get that little thing to shut it off. Big sausage fingers.
Down. It's just.
Whatever. It rings in here. It rings on the computer. On the pooter.
That's right, because you have them synced.
I am synced on my pooter.
On your pooter. Well, it sounds like you have a problem with
See, your here it is. It's Mike's big moment on the show, and I got all this shit happening. Jimmy's calling me.
Your
daughter's calling me.
You're dirty.
As I was saying, I didn't know Mike. I know Mike messes around with the guitar, but I didn't really know he could play. And then he drops this, and I was shocked. And I mean, I was blown away with this. Ladies and gentlemen,
play it.
The musical stylings of Mike Pellerita. And he's going to do that thing like, what's his name does? The redheaded guy that sings. God damn it, I can't think of his name.
Ed Sheeran.
So he's
there
got the pedal where he's recording this for people that are listening and not watching.
So 90s.
Notice he's not using the Jamingo pick. This blows me away that people can do this.
Get your lighter out.
Bob's
everybody.
All jealous now that I'm. If you ever put a video out like this, Bob, I'd play yours and be impressed too.
Because it's a bittersweet symphony that's life.
And it can sing.
He's the best kept secret in producing.
Trying to make ends meet. You're a slave to money than to die. I'll take you down.
jazz videos. I want to see him play a guitar or an instrument or something.
You know the one that takes you to the places where all the beans meet, yeah. No change, I can change, I can change, I can change, but I'm here in my mold. I am here in my mold, and I'm a million different people. From one day to the next, I can't change my mold. No, 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 no. Have you ever been down?
I'm telling you, I was like totally impressed with this. I was like,
Mike is very talented.
Yeah, now Bob's a little goofy, says, we can't show you Bob's video. Well, I don't want to see that. You know, I want to see him play an instrument.
It's not that type of podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to see him playing you like a flute.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Holy shit. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to see him playing you like a conch shell. Just saying.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. He plays an instrument. I think you're playing the instrument, honey.
Yeah, really.
I don't know if it's Bob, but... But it all works out. You're a happy band, so like the Partridge Family.
I'm all good. I'm all good with that.
Mike, that was awesome, though. That was a really good job.
I was like, holy shit!
I watched that a couple times. Yeah.
Now the other thing he did was I was playing poker the other night, and this is a good time to bring up the Boomer Bunker Poker League that we have over in Discord now. We're gonna try to start, and it's on this site called Poker Now. So I figured I'd try it and I'd live stream it just to see how it worked.
Or poker later.
Yeah, poker in the front, liquor in the rear. Liquor in the front, poker in the rear. Whatever. Whatever is your style.
Whatever floats your boat.
So I played two sit and goes, and apparently I say a lot, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
I say it like 20 times.
You do?
Yeah. I didn't even notice it. And
I know.
And Mike made a video, and every time I said it, it was like, he had a counter.
He did. I watched it. We'll have to give it to Deuce to add it to the bingo board.
Right. I didn't do bad. I took a second and a third, and I hung in there. I think I hung in there well. So, a matter of fact, Jody and I were going to start a game after we get done here. So, the Boomer Bunker might not go out tonight because I'm going to play some poker after we get done here.
All right. Sparky says he doesn't
look her in the rear.
He doesn't lick the rear.
But he doesn't.
Okay.
You're a selfish, Sparky Toaster. I didn't know you were a selfish lover.
You're a selfish lover.
He's a selfish lover. He won't stick his tongue up your anus.
Well, maybe the rear isn't what needs to be
focused. Like no other. I'm no Mike. I can't say. It's fine.
That's true. Mike says the best part of that video is when you were distracted and the timer ran out. You're like, yo, I'm going to place my bet. And then you're like, motherfucker.
Well, it's new. You got to learn. And then I'm watching the video on the screen and your play is over here. So I'm trying to click on the screen here when I should be clicking on the screen over here. And that's when I screwed up. And then here's the best part. This is what I love about this. It has a spot where you can put your camera on and you can talk. Like you can talk.
Yes.
And I'm talking to everybody else. I'm like, hey, I got a queen nine here and a small, well, you know, under the gun plus one. And I'm going to play it here. All right. Well, that's not that good. Well, maybe I should bluff. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm sitting here talking to everybody. They're like, look at this asshole. He's telling us, what's he doing? So anyhow, we're going to try that tonight. Play. You want to learn how to play or not?
It might not be tonight, but
fucking Bob's.
We have also had comments.
He's always funnier in the chat,
by the way.
Bob says John sings like he cooks meatloaf. That is true. Fact check, true. See, I wish I could sing. I really do. I think I try to. I try to sing too high. I'm a low singer, so low that no one can hear.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. I sing really great in my car. I don't want anybody to hear
Everybody says that. If you say you sing real great, you don't. Nobody does.
Oh, I know I don't. That's why it's in the car.
Exactly.
I don't. I would be embarrassed if someone heard me. So I would. There's probably songs if I could hit a lower register I could do. But, you know, I'm no Nitsimoto singing Rush. So, sorry.
I can do imitations. Like, I can do a, I can kind of do a Elvis a little bit, a little Elvis, maybe a little bit.
Let me close my eyes. I sound like I'm at a concert.
Thank you very much. There is other people that do better impressions, like Dana Carvey. He does an excellent Joe Biden. So he was talking about Biden, and he has nailed Joe Biden. Here we go.
I started with Biden because the border's all the rage now. Everything's crazy for the border.
Mm-hmm.
So I did Biden 3 years ago, and he's at a press conference. You know, Mr. President, do you have any idea of how you're going to handle the crisis at the border? And Biden's like, first of all, let's get our facts straight. There's no crisis at the border. Come on. And he goes, how do you know, sir? He goes, because it says so on the piece of paper. Come on. It says on the paper. Says the paper right there. And then recently, everyone wants to close the border. Everyone's screaming. Biden's up there. I'll close the border harder than anyone's ever closed the border. I know how to close borders. Come on, Jack. And the press is like, but last time, get your facts straight. I'll beat you the hell out of you. Will your dog pace a phony shoulder? Come on. Let's do some push-ups. I'll close the border like nobody's ever closed it. The border patrol, the border can't believe it's not butter.
That's a good ending.
He's not
far
off.
That podcast is very good. The two of them together are hysterical. I highly recommend Carvey and Spade.
Right.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's very funny.
Let's hear the real Joe Biden. You know how we did Elvis and then Pastor Bob Joyce? All right, so that was Dana Carvey doing Biden. Let's hear the real Biden.
When I left the Senate, I was able to convince Strom Thurmond to vote for the Voting Rights Act. Strom Thurmond. When I left.
All right, so that's what he said. He said,
yeah.
When I left the Senate, I was able to convince Strom Thurmond to vote for the Voting Rights Act. Now, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Let's fact check
when
that,
when he left
folks.
The office, Strom Thurmond passed away in 2003.
Yeah, 2003. Yeah, easy there. Damn, boy.
2003.
Say that one more time.
Thurmond passed away in 2003, while Biden didn't leave the Senate until 2009. Voting Rights Act passed in 1965 before Biden was office. No joke. Get your facts straight, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sparky says, to Biden, voting rights mean allowing illegals to vote.
All right, so Biden.
Well, and Schumer's on board with that, by the way.
All right. They're all on board. They're all morons. Yeah. All right. Let me tell you how big of a morons they are. Now, they made this term up, Bidenomics, right? Bidenomics. Do you think maybe somebody would have went out and bought Bidenomics.com? Nope.
No.
Guess who did?
Trump.
Now, well, I don't know about Trump, but somebody on the right bought it. And it's
somebody
Bidenomics.
Not affiliated with Biden.
So now if you go to Bidenomics.com, it says Bidenomics is bad anomics. So it goes down here. It says,
brilliant.
It says, maybe that costs the price of cost of border border. And in reality, the cost of living is up 18% and climbing. Since Joe Biden took office, overall prices are up almost 18%. It costs American families $11,400 more a year just to maintain the quality of life they had in 2021. Inflation shows little signs of easing, with core inflation at a hot 4.8% annual rate. It says the rhetoric: wages are up after being adjusted for inflation. If it's inflated fluctuation, I farted. In reality, real wages and take-home pay are both down. Working Americans are making less under Joe Biden, with inflation-adjusted hourly rates down 2.0%. Recent real wage increases have been more than offset by the decrease in the average work week.
Yeah.
So again, here's the last one I'm going to do here, because there's a ton of shit here. Go to Bidenomics.com and see what the release is happening. I got a plan. It's working. It reduces deficit. In reality, $2 trillion annual deficit is the new normal. Joe Biden's reckless spending has spent the debt and deficits soaring. The national debt was $27.8 trillion when Biden took office. It's more than $34.2 trillion now. Now, the thing is, it's just numbers now. It's just like, whatever. It might as well be a Brazilian dollars, because it doesn't make any difference, All right. $1 trillion. You couldn't make it. You couldn't stack $1 trillion. Biden lies. Mike says Biden lies to the American people better than Eric does to his audience. That's true, too. That is true, too. All right. So we have someone here, and they're explaining to him about taxes. And I think this gentleman is of black persuasion. Whoops. Here we go.
So you going to take 40% of my paycheck in taxes?
Most definitely. Mm-hmm.
And then after you tax my check, you going to tax me on anything I spend with the money left from my check that you already taxed.
Oh, you getting it now? You this close. You this close to getting ready to chase the American dream.
So let me get this shit straight. Bitch, you going to tax my whole check. Give me what's left. Then I'm going to spend that on something. And you're going to tax me again for spending money that was already taxed. And after I buy something, I have to pay taxes on that. Or else you're going to take it from me because I didn't pay taxes. Yes, and if you do that real hard and just pull up on your bootstraps with all your might, you will make it in this country. Bro, that sounds like some fucking bullshit. If I gotta pay taxes on anything that exists forever, anytime, always, every day, or else I fucking get my shit took or go to prison, do I own anything? No, y'all don't own shit. It's just a big lending system. We own everything, and we just sell you the illusion that you got something. You don't have shit. Miss a tax payment, I'm taking that shit. Miss another one, I'm taking your fucking life. You're going to prison. Don't like it? Leave.
There you go. Don't like it? Leave.
Welcome to America, folks.
And even kids are even getting involved in this. Now, I think this is good parenting. All right, mother takes the two daughters out shopping, and what she's doing is she's allowing them to see the prices. So here's the kids shopping, and apparently they just picked up some chicken, and the girls are not happy.
So, girls, what have we learned about grocery shopping?
I don't want to be an adult.
I don't want to be an adult.
It takes me an hour worth of working, and I still can't even buy this. It's three pieces of chicken. An hour of working doesn't buy me one thing of chicken at all. I'd be lucky if I got two.
All that, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else, that is called Bidenomics.
Yeah.
That is called Bidenomics, and we are very proud of Bidenomics.
You are the dumbest bitch I've ever seen in my entire life. Thank
Bidenomics.
God.
We're proud of Bidenomics.
Thank
it's Bidenomics.
God. Thank God that Biden hasn't died and put her in charge. That's all I got to say.
Oh, God. That's the only thing keeping him alive.
I'm telling you.
The thought of her haunting around. Jesus.
People are waking up. And there's only these useful idiots and morons that are really like Democrats. Like, I mean, you're real stupid, low intelligent people that are still on board with this. I mean, black people were just they needed that 12%. That was the only way they could ever win any kind of election. Well, that's all going away right now because we have this gentleman here. He's going to explain it to you. And I'll tell you what, he's got it. This here, they're talking about. You know, DEI, you know, what's that called? Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Equity and inclusion.
There
yes.
we go. I got it.
I was waiting to see if you would get it.
I had to put my tongue out and think. Here we go.
Go.
Mm-mm. You brought kick God out of the schools, brought the drag queens in, put the Bible out to school, brought the porn in. Took discipline out to schools. Now what you got? Children cussing out the teacher, fighting, raising hell, smoking blunts. And when you ask them to change it, no. Because that's exactly what they want. Based on that, I said before, I'll say it again, loud and proud, perpendicular on the square, that the left are nothing but a cabal of perverts, liars, psychopaths, and anti-Christian bigots. All they do is meditate on blood. They see what's coming over that border. Sex trafficking, fentanyl killing 100,000 Americans a year. And they will not stop it. They'll let Ukraine go down. Hey, if you just stop what's going on at the border, we're giving the money for Ukraine. No. You know what? They're replacing you. Better get ready for it. The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant is their enemy. That's the common enemy that they have.
That's right. White people. White people are the enemy.
Well, some white people.
No, they don't like white people. And you know, that's what cracks me up is the other white people that are sitting there talking about the white privilege. And who was it today that dropped something in the Discord about white some damn it. I might be able to pull that one. I might be able to get to that one. Let's see.
Is it Budvugger?
It might have been Budvugger. I gotta remember here. There's a lot of stuff in here. Where did it go? Is that the one? Or let me go back to this one. Suggested topics.
I don't know.
I know. It's me. It's my fault.
Well, Sparky says Biden only wants the border closed for 2024 election year when that clown gets back into or placed into the office, the border will be wide open again. Yes.
All right. Visit site. All right, so here it is. Six things white people say that highlights their privilege. All right, number one, it's not my job to fix racism because I'm not racist. So then this is what the anti-racist race baiters say. What you're essentially saying is that because the systematic racism doesn't hurt you personally, it's a privileged position to be in. You don't need to be involved in a fight against it. White people must step up to the plate and act as allies and use their privilege for good. It takes the actions of every single person to call out racist behavior and be part of the solution. Go fuck yourself.
You know, okay, can I interrupt for a second? The audience says there's no here. At one moment, it froze up. I thought it might have been me, but it might have been you.
It probably is.
But Sparky said they couldn't hear you. And Louise thought he was tweaking.
Well, the problem was I tried.
Looks like we're back.
So. I tried to pull something up in the middle of the show, and I shouldn't do that. It's what happens.
That's all right.
Anyhow.
Yeah. Anyway.
So yeah, it's the white people. We're the new people that, like, in other words, we're like the Israelis. We are the...
they hate us.
Yeah, well, not only that, because we're the oppressors. And the Gaza people, or the Hamas people, they're the oppressed. So even though they came across the border and killed 1,400 people and then jumped back across the border like a bunch of pussies.
That's besides the point.
That doesn't make a difference.
We're
killing the children!
Yeah.
The ones that you're training to kill more Jews? Whatever. Again, I've had enough of their nonsense. All right. I've seen, I haven't watched boxing in forever. This boxing match, I want to see.
Oh, I can't wait. I don't like boxing. I don't like MMA, but I want to watch this.
All right. And the fight we're talking about is,
of course,
YouTube influencer Jake Paul is going to fight Mike Tyson for the very last time before Mike Tyson Beats him.
him so hard.
Like a dirty rug.
Like an NFL player.
And they're saying, well, you know, Jake Paul's only 27 and Mike Tyson's 57.
I would not get in a ring with Mike Tyson. There's no way.
Tyson's a killer.
He's a beast.
He is. And you think that, you know, he's old and this isn't going to, you know, and this young guy's going to be able to, like, mess around and beat him.
It gets some hits in, but
Mike Tyson,
he ain't knocking out Iron Mike.
I'm telling you right now, Mike Tyson is taking this seriously. The reason I say that is I have a little video of here. This is Mike training. He's 57 years old, okay?
He's a beast.
And this is 57-year-old Mike Tyson. And if you're listening at home, if you're listening to the podcast and you're not watching this, just listen to this.
You'll know.
And the speed.
It's day one. The fun just begun.
Okay, so he isn't quite ripped like when he first came onto the scene, but he was like 20 when he came on the scene.
Yeah, but
22 years
that's
old.
57.
He is still. Well, the fact that he's still doing this 35 years later is insane. And let me tell you what, I made the mistake of like, oh, I liked a couple of videos. My Insta feed is full of Mike Tyson reels now. It's like every fifth thing I look at, it's Mike Tyson. And a lot of them are the compilations of his fights where he just hits people. And it's like he hits them right on the knockout button every time. Because it's like every time he hits them, they fold. Like a house of cards just going down. You can hear like that Windows, that do-do-do-do. Like they just shut down.
You hear, yeah, it's like when your computer shuts off.
You see the light go out. Dun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is... he is terrifying to watch. I remember watching a pay-per-view fight, and I think it was with Frazier's son. And he hit him. People were still in the kitchen getting their food. And the fight was over. And they're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, it was, I mean, I never see anybody crumple so quickly.
Yeah, and he also beats Spinks like that, too. Yeah, all right, so Budweiser says, we won't have seen a beating like that since Chris Brown beat Rihanna.
Oh.
Now Bob has something here. He says, whoops, I missed Bob. Here we go. This is the one I was talking about. How much is Jake Paul paying Tyson to take a dive? I don't think.
No way.
I don't think you could pay Mike enough to take a dive from that guy.
He's too prideful.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
If Mike Tyson loses, I will guarantee this is a fix. Guarantee. There's no way. I would bet money on Mike Tyson.
All right. Luiz798 says, okay, I'm driving home now. Both of you have to say something funny enough for me to replicate Paul Walker event. No, we don't have enough fans.
We can't afford to lose.
Can't afford to lose one fan. Straighten up and fly right there. Luiz.
No flying, no crashing, right. Please. Luiz, I'd like to see you come back next week.
he says he did Hangover. Yeah, that's a movie.
For fun.
That's a
movie. He got to hit somebody. He got to hit Galifianakis.
Yeah, he didn't knock his tooth out.
Or not. I don't know if he hit him. Fell. No, that's Ed Helms. That's somebody else.
I will not bet on Tyson. 30 years difference is a lot of time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I think he's going to.
I don't think Jake Paul can do it.
Now, this is an exhibition, so they're not supposed to fight. But I would just
There's also rules. There's some exceptions built into it. Like he can wear a helmet. Tyson's not wearing a helmet. Like or if like a guard. I'm sorry. There's not enough guard. Can you imagine one hit by Tyson even wearing that? I would cry. Well, first of all, I'd be dead.
He's gonna
hit, like I would cry.
He would hit it. He's going to hit Jake Paul and that thing's going to spin around and Jake's gonna be looking out the ear hole. One eye looking out the ear hole.
He's going to hit him so hard, he's going to smell the color blue. I guarantee you. He's going to fucking hit him. He's going to smell colors. I don't doubt it. I hope he does. I hope he hits that fucker so hard, he's just done.
I'm so tired of these Logan idiots.
I can't. They're disgusting. They're YouTubers. I mean, he can't, like, he was dancing to, like, Ariana Grande and shit, and now he's fighting Mike Tyson. Get the fuck out.
You know what? I'm just stealing Bob's line from now on. I'm just stealing his lines in the chat. I'm not even giving, because he's so good. He's so good in the chat. I hope Tyson knocks Paul from YouTube to threads. Such a good line. Good line.
From YouTube to threads. Very nice. Well done, sir.
Well, one of the things that we do a show
the fight's
here.
In July. I think it's like July 20th or something.
Yeah,
it's on Netflix.
Thank God.
I know. I can watch that. I'm not paying pay-per-view.
Exactly.
Yeah. I got Netflix. It'll be a special Netflix. Like, you'll have to pay an extra $10 or something. I'm pretty sure that'll come out.
That's fine.
I might. I would watch it.
Yeah.
I would absolutely watch it. That's going to be amazing.
All right. So we're going to change topics now. Okay, now, this is a... So this show here, we don't beg for money. There's a lot of shows out there. They have a goal. There's
we just beg for you to
come. Chats. And, yeah. You know, we got a super chat the other day. You would have think we got like $100 or something like that.
And we got a super chat.
It was $100 to me. So we don't do that. We don't have super chats. But we also don't beg for money. And so here is the most, entitled cunt that I've ever seen in my entire life. She's from Twitch. She's upset.
They
she's
don't beg
not,
for money.
She's not making enough money sitting in a beanbag chair around a bunch of stuffed animals and some lights that she made up. And you're not giving her enough money for the work that she's doing with her knee-high stocking going. Like some two-bit howa
Oh, it's not even 2-bit.
All right. So now she's going to tell her subscribers that they have no excuse, none, not to give her money.
Okay.
That's not it. Let's try this.
Good job. Jesus.
You would think by now I would get good at this.
Do you know any podcasts?
Or how much money you have? That's really the thing, because I'm not asking you for a large financial contribution. If it costs $20 to sub, $20 is quite a bit of money. $20 is you can get a full meal for $20, and the difference of $20 and eating a meal is in that $20, like that's where it is. But a sub is $5. At maximum, in whatever your currency is, it's maybe $10. And it doesn't matter how broke you are, if you have time to watch Twitch, You have $10, truly. If you don't have $10, you probably don't have time to watch Twitch because you should be working. You should be trying to earn money. It's not a ton. It's not like a ton of money. So being like, I'm broke, I can't afford to sub, that doesn't really track. What you mean to say is, I'm so irresponsible with my money, I can't support the entertainment that I enjoy.
Is this entertainment?
I think it's more of, you're such a dumb, boring whore, we're not paying you money.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Budvogler says she's not getting any money because she looks like Dylan Mulvaney. We're going to get
she
to Dylan.
She kind of does.
Yeah. She looks like a female version of Dylan Mulvaney. But
trying to look like a female.
That's basically it. And you know what I forgot to do?
Well, Sparky says, piss off, biatch. What you don't understand, it's $5 a month is $60 a year. Shut the fuck up. You're not wrong. That's pretty rude to berate your listeners. What does she think she is, Eric Zane? I mean, geez.
So speaking of Dylan Mulvaney, have you seen the video that he put out?
No.
You haven't seen it?
I heard of it. I won't watch it. No. I won't give him any clicks.
Oh, you
say I guess you will.
You're going to watch it because here we go. So this is called Days of Girlhood by Dylan Mulvaney. It's the official
music. He's not a girl. God damn it. All right, go ahead. Thanks, Mike.
Here she comes with her man legs.
Gross. Oh, I hate it already. God damn it.
Ring the alarms immediately. We have a code. All right, now hang on a second. What I want to do is I want to go back from there to the Twitch broad. That's not too far off. Budvogger's not wrong.
No.
You know, again, I got to choke.
He looks like an old Karen. Look at that.
Right.
Like some, looks like, was it that Kate plus eight?
Well.
On a Kate plus eight. What's the hair?
But then you got the choker on to cover up your man's Adam's apple.
Adam apple. Yeah. Emergency. Hey. Women of all ages, girls like me, gotta learn the basics. Last look. You're not a girl. Sip champagne. Oh, my God.
I'm here with my little man titties.
Girls like me, what, with a penis?
Well, I'm just saying,
girls
right
with
now,
a penis?
I have bigger tits than Dylan Mulvaney. Vaney Mole. I have bigger tits than Dylan Mulvaney.
Can you show us? Shake him again. I got
there we go. Again. So this is woman face.
I can't.
So Dylan saw the Barbie movie came out and said, you know what? I can do this. And now dresses up like this is woman face. There's not a feminine thing about this guy. He doesn't look like a woman. He looks like a man in drag. Now, if it was just he's a gay guy in drag, I have no problem with this. None. The thing that bothers me is he's trying to be a woman. He's not a woman. It's not happening. We're not doing this anymore. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, if it looks like a duck. We missed the pregame. Pull up the group chat where you
at, drop a pin. Good Lord.
Stop it.
You know, it's got to hurt taping your dick up to your asshole, pulling that down and taping it from the front to the back. That's got to hurt.
It's amazing how they tape that.
Like, I don't even think duct tape would work. Like, after watching Jody duct tape his face and when we were on the BYB podcast,
well, they, it doesn't stick. It's like into, there's a process, and then they tape it. Like, it's, like, tucked up.
Hold on.
And it's so smooth.
He wants me to... I downvoted the video. It only tells you there's 16K likes. Hold on. Does it tell you how many views?
It doesn't. What's a thumbs up versus a thumbs down?
Wait, here you go. It has 90,000 views in a day.
Right.
And only 1,600 likes is what he has in here. And he's got 9,000... and 9,680 subscribers. And this has got to come to an end. And I think it's going to start because, I don't know if you heard this, but I'm done with the video. I just wanted to show you.
Please.
Dylan.
That's actually, it's very insulting. Like, as woman, you know, it's like, like between men taking over women's sports and now men saying they're women and getting recognized as being woman of the fucking year and they're not women. Like, come on. Can we have anything?
No. No, you
don't say kitchen or cooking or cleaning. Like, shut up, y'all, shut up. But no. It's gross.
Riley Gaines.
Gaines.
That's what I said, didn't it?
I know. You
Riley
you
Gaines.
Paused, so I was filling
Riley
it in.
Gaines, yes. The swimmer from Kentucky who swam against Leah Thomas or whatever his name is,
mm-hmm.
and tied. Now, she's so good that she actually tied a guy right down to the one thousandth of a second.
Right.
And they gave him the trophy. He stood on the podium as number one. Not even her. Like, in other words, he should have taken number two, but they didn't. And they just made this where and she is now suing her and about 35 Good. Other athletes from the, they're suing the NCAA over this.
They should.
They should. Because they broke the rule of there's two different types of sports. They have men's sports and women's sports. So she said, I think they have a really, really good case for this. And she's going to, and I'll tell you what, she catches a lot of shit for
she does.
Sticking
well,
up for this.
Some shit she says is a little, she's a little questionable on some of the
things. Do you have an
of
example of that?
No, I don't, because I haven't saved them. But I don't always agree with, perhaps it's the way the message is delivered. I don't disagree with her. I think someone needs to speak out, and she at least has a platform to do so. What I do like is that there are lots of women in other sports who are afraid to speak up because right. they'll lose their sponsorship or
sure.
they'll lose the opportunity to play or they won't get their prize money. And she has offered to pay their prize money and to financially support that. And that I think is important because, you know, it's all controlled by money and power. And the fact that it's still controlled by men or the decisions are made by men, sorry, guys, within these leagues. I don't understand how in a women's swimming competition, you can have a man maybe identify as a woman, but and then win and then give him a fucking trophy. He's still a man. Like, he's still a man. He developed as a man. He's got a wingspan like a man. He's built like a man. So how can you, and it can't cross over if a woman goes, well, fuck it, I'll go swim with guys. It's still not the same. She wouldn't win because you can't, it's not, to make it easy, apples to apples. It's not literally not fair.
So Riley Gaines,
not to be like, wah,
is married to a male swimmer. And he's like 600th ranked mm-hmm. in the male swimming. He can still easily beat Riley Gaines, who is number one.
Of course.
In her. Okay, so that's number one. Leah Thomas was ranked like 460 or 480
yeah.
as a ranked as a NCAA swimmer in the males. He ended up coming over to the men's side, and he's number one.
Women's, yeah.
Right.
Side. Hey, so, he wiped it out because
and the other thing is there was a girl who went to her local school board meeting, and she was up there, and she said, I do not want to get undressed in a
yes.
locker room with a biological male. The first naked man I ever saw was in the gym as we were getting ready for whatever sport she was.
Disgusting.
And
disgusting.
That biological male was in there and they had to dress and undress in front of him.
Gross.
It's not.
Gross. Shame on that fucking school.
Exactly. And
disgraceful.
If you say anything, then you get attacked.
Hate crime. Yeah.
Right. It's a hate crime. I say it's the other way around. It's basically
he's a predator.
It's a sexual predator. It's a sexual assault. Like if I walked into a lady's locker room and pulled down my pants, okay, get the jokes out. Nobody would see anything anyhow. Blah 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 blah. Go ahead, get it all out of there. But okay, let's just say somebody, a male, walked into a lady's room and just opened up and pulled down his pants. That's assault. That's sexual assault. You get arrested for that.
Yeah.
But all you have to do is say, I identify as a woman, which means I'm not. If I identify as a frog, I'm not a frog. You know what you can't identify as? You can't identify as a different race. You can identify as a woman, but can I identify as a black person? No. Get the fuck out of here. You can't. No, you can't.
Rachel Dolezal did it.
No, she did not. They found out about it, and they kicked her ass right out. They caught her. But
you ain't black.
You ain't black, like Joe Biden said. If you ain't voting for me, you ain't black.
Okay.
And this is where we're going. The pendulum is starting to swing back. People have had enough of this nonsense. At first, we sat there and we said, well, maybe there's, you know, maybe we're not sure. Maybe we should listen. Maybe we should pay attention. And this is where, oh no. Sparky sent me a message in Discord. I'm not going there because last time I went there, we had problems. Okay, I'll check it out, Sparky, and I'll put it in the show next time. You could have texted me on the text line.
Ah, that's true.
You could have texted me. I could have pulled that up. I think I can get to that if there's any text.
We might have a message.
I'll double check. I'll check. Is there any messages?
Okay. I don't know.
Oh! Like my fellow reader says, oh, no. God damn it. He says, you called out for dick pics. Here you go.
No, you don't have to.
Hang on. I have to. Send it to me.
No.
Oh, there you are. Hold on.
I see it.
All right, here it is. There's her dick pic. I'm Mike Pellerito.
Love it, Mike. I think that'd be a dick pic I'd be happy to get.
All right.
That, only that. Only that.
Someone else sent an image. Oh, I got another dick pic.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
I don't know.
You ready?
Mm. Dick Van Dyke.
It's another dick pic. All right. And then let's try one more time. Hi. Still not Josh. So.
Still not Josh.
All right. That must have been Jason. Whatever. Oh. We'll see what happens. Still not Josh.
Took me a minute.
All right. Let's catch up with some things that we got to do because we're running a little late on time, but it's okay. I'm okay with all that. We got things to do.
Oh, my.
This is one of Duchess's favorite segments of the show.
Oh.
Devin from Heaven.
Hi, everyone. It's Devin, formerly of the Rubberneckers and the Fine Whining Podcast. Oh, yeah, and formerly alive. One of the best things about heaven is the games. No, not video games. Games. It's like living in a holodeck. Every month, the person with the highest monthly score gets reincarnated and sent back to Earth and born to an affluent white couple. Hey, Polio Paul, wait up! Ever since Paul got here, he is walking and running and doing cartwheels. Take care, everyone. See you next week.
Do you know who?
I hate you. I hate you so much.
The goddamn voice is so close, isn't it?
It's so close. I can't. Like, as soon as it plays, I'm like, oh.
Do you know who Polio Paul is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Polio Paul.
That poor bastard.
He's up in heaven with Devin right now. Here he is.
Well, that poor man. 78 years in it. He lived 70 years in that thing.
He lived 70 years in this iron lung. And he had a poor TikTok.
My name is Paul Alexander.
Oh.
I live in Dallas, Texas.
Well, not anymore.
And I am an opportunity back in 1952 in a epidemic
Cambodia to contract that polio. Can I be paralyzed in the face? Can I live in an iron lung? Because I can't breathe the ball. Can I went to school in my iron lung? I am a lawyer now. I practiced law for 30 years. I wrote a book and gave it to the world about beating my polio. And millions of people know my name today.
That's right. We know Polio Paul's name.
Aww.
Now, this gentleman here has been in that iron lung since he's 6 years old.
That's so awful.
He graduated from high school. He went to college. He went to law school. He passed the bar. He wrote an autobiography.
He's more accomplished than all of us.
And that fucking loser, Matt Misch, is crying about being depressed.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Are you kidding me? This guy couldn't even leave an iron lung. He sat in there for 70 fucking years. You hear him crying?
Stop. Stop.
How dare you? How dare you?
Stop.
Are you kidding me? That guy.
Oh, my God. Stop.
That guy there lived for 70 years, didn't complain, couldn't wipe his own ass, never jerked off. Did he go to a convention with porn stars? Fuck no. But he lived. You know what got him? COVID. Fucking COVID took him down. Am I wrong? I don't know. All right, Matt. You're invited to come on the show.
Stop.
He might be more accomplished, but I bet he can't walk to Vegas. Can't walk anywhere.
Mike. Oh, no.
You know, I got to say something. It's like I haven't said enough. You would think after 50 years they could make something that doesn't look like a torpedo with a fucking pimple on the end of it, does it? Don't you? I mean, don't you think that you could do something that would make... He had, you know, for a while there, he learned he could get out of there because he would frog breathe. You know how to frog breathe?
No.
You gulp air like you're swallowing air, and it forced air into your lungs. So he's walking around school going... And that's how
he could breathe.
Yeah, and then now he was so weak he couldn't even frog breathe anymore. No, he couldn't jerk off. He couldn't do anything. Can you imagine? Oh my God, I got to go change the polio patient. Hold on, I got to open this thing. How do you change him? Is his ass sticking out of the bottom? I don't know how that even works. Lewis says he might be more accomplished, but I won't die a virgin. All right, that's it. Right, and I get shit because I'm picking. Buttfucker, every year for Halloween, they dressed him as lipstick.
Oh my God.
See? COVID didn't kill him. He died of some other cause. But back in 2021, if he died, you died of COVID. You just kept the numbers up, fear factor. Well, he did get, he got COVID, and then he came back, and, you know, he was never right after COVID. Jesus Christ, if COVID doesn't kill him, he's a fucking vegetable in an iron lung. And if COVID doesn't kill him, how fucking fatal can it be? Right? This guy's, he's probably got the immune system of a turd. And it didn't kill him? Was he a smoker?
Smoker.
Jesus. You okay? Yeah. It's your segment coming up. You got to pull it together, kid. Come on, suck it up. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay.
The 2024 miles in 2024 challenge.
That's right. Oh.
The Duchess is catching up to Josh.
Oh, just barely.
All right.
Just barely.
Duchess is in right outside of Columbus, Ohio. And apparently, Josh is just about ready to pull up in front of Eric Zane's driveway. He's right outside of Lansing, Michigan. Hey, Josh, do you mind stopping by and parking in Eric's driveway?
Just park in front of the mailbox.
There right. Yeah.
Shut your fucking fat mouth.
All right, Eric. Don't get excited.
He's probably already in bed. Doesn't he have to get up early for a show?
Oh, he's all excited. Monday, he's going to be on... on the Rock.
Got some benefits.
Yeah, he's going to be on the Rock. Hey, how you doing? So, pal, EZ, here's AC/DC. Yeah. It goes back to sleep. Then 3 minutes later. Yeah, the weather in Michigan, it's, well, you know, just look outside the window. What do I got to tell you for? You got a fucking app on your phone, you retard. Why do you want to know what the weather is on the radio? You're in a car. Look out the window.
Aww. Poor Adam. Adam is sad about it. That's like Adam's favorite radio station.
Oh, Adam.
Fucking morons on
Easy
in the morning.
In the morning, Adam. 6 to 10, baby.
Just tune in afterwards. That's all good. So, but yeah.
Did I ever play the meltdown of him?
No. But we're doing my segment first. So
I'm sorry. I was in the middle of your segment.
I know. Back to All About Me.
All About the Duchess.
Josh.
Yeah, because the Duchess is so excited now that Josh has to have a major operation and can't walk anymore for a while. Don't worry.
I might actually catch up to him.
Don't you think she is in a major competition with you. She will wear out a pair of shoes.
I actually bought a backup pair, yes.
Yeah, see? She's coming for you, Josh.
I got my other sneakers.
He knows. Yeah, she's coming for you.
I'm coming for you. So he's at what, 575? Is it what it said? And I'm at 420.
Right.
Actually, a little over 420 today.
So 80 and 75 is 155, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got you by 155 miles.
Yes. But I have so I'll be walking this weekend. I have something for St. Patrick's Day on Saturday, and then I have a hike on Sunday. And then I have a 5K at the end of the month, so plus all my walk-ins. So there's a good chance I could catch up.
We'll see what happens.
I won't be able to catch up without him having major surgery. And he'll be down and out for about 3 weeks.
Thank God he's got to have that major surgery.
He'll bounce back.
Thank God. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So I only have 77 miles till I get to my 500 bibs. So he's already hit 400. So,
obviously. Let me pull this in here. Let me see something, if this will work. Do, 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 do.
Stop.
You want to listen to Eric berate his audience? This was cracking me up about him. It's like he is such a narcissist. Like if it's not all about him or if somebody's saying something or if it's got to be, you know, if you're in there chatting with each other, he can't handle it. So this was the other day. And who's the terrorist over there? What's his name?
Aram, probably.
Aram. Yeah, no, Aram said, Aram.
Well, it could be all made up by now.
Aram made a joke. So. You know, like if we didn't get on here until like 7:15 or 7:30, we had some problems. What do you think would happen in the chat? Think we'd catch some shit?
Balls would be busted, absolutely.
Right, and what would you do?
Especially if it was tech issues.
Right, and what would we do? We'd roll with the punches. We'd make jokes about it and all. Not Eric.
Sure, we don't.
Here we go.
You ever have that one person, no matter what happens, they just cut right to the bone. And I don't even think that the person means it. That person on this show is Aram. Nicest guy in the world. But when he talks or writes something on the chat, for some reason, it goes right to my brain and I want to strangle him. I don't know if it has to do with the fact that he's Indian, but I don't know if I can take it. He thinks I'm an idiot.
Well,
and this is what I mean by that. We had a technical issue to start the show. I went ahead and troubleshot it and got it working. Here we are now. I come back and he starts the show with, he should have tested the equipment before going live. I absolutely did. I always do that. And then he gives us the free beer. I was kidding. No. For some reason, you in particular just put me to the goddamn moon. You know I'm struggling. You know I'm having a bad time when the show starts. Nobody can hear. They can see. But so there's clearly something wrong. I go ahead. I get it going. And then you pop off. And then you're like, oh, I was kidding. Yeah. Have you ever noticed that in life when someone's struggling, probably not the best time to fuck with them? Has that ever occurred to you? God damn, you actually make me so angry because here I got it all taken care of, ready to go. And I was going to like say, oops, you know, no big deal. And then there you are to just right in the nose. You are the most annoying person on the planet. Besides and you know you. What? You say you're kidding. I'm only about 10% kidding. I'm like so goddamn mad. Here I am working my ass off, getting this shit going. Aww. There's an issue. It's cleaned up. We fix it. And then there you are to rub my nose and shit.
Pick
you see that
me.
Picture that you drew behind me? I'm about to throw it in the goddamn trash.
What
That's
reaction.
What I do when I have my nose rubbed in shit too much. I can
Big
only
nose.
Take so goddamn much, Aram. What the fuck is wrong with you? Honestly,
yeah.
bad enough that we had a little bit of a technical issue, and there you are again. So shut the fuck up. You are such a little fuck. So fuck
is,
off and don't listen
right
for
now.
The rest of the day. If I were you, I would just get off the goddamn stream. And right now, don't come back, you motherfucker. God
I'm gonna keep your money
down. Don't fuck with people when they're having a bad day, you asshole.
Having a bad day? Oh, boo-hoo.
I had a bad
right, enough
day.
Of that.
My equipment
I'm having
work.
A tough day. Be nice to me.
I can't wait till when he fucks
That's
up.
That's some fucking irony right there.
Yeah.
Right there. Because he did not give one shit. He was the King Popoff guy. That's why they hired him. That was his job. If
Mike
we
says,
not
put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
Well, there you go. If you got Mike that pissed.
Again,
who's the nicest person?
I know this is going to happen, and it will happen soon. He will go to sign on. Something will happen, and he won't be able to go on. And they'll have to play music because he's out. So they're going to have a board up over there because he won't be able to fix it. He's already got an engineer coming over to set the equipment up because he don't know how to do it.
At his house?
Yeah. They hired an engineer to come in there and hook up his equipment. I came in, I fixed it. What'd you do? You turn it on and turn it off? Because it's probably about the only thing you know how to do.
Control, delete, reboot.
Right.
Like sometimes that fixes it.
Well, I guess. Like today, when you came in, I hear an echo. Okay, well, let me see. Let me troubleshoot. Let me do this. Let me look at that. Let me do this. Fixed it.
That's why it's good to come in earlier.
Yeah, I know, but I piss you off. That's the problem.
Oh, you tipped me off. Now I knew what was coming, so.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate you. I appreciate you who are here watching this live. I appreciate you who listen to it later or watch it on Rumble or Twitter or Kick or Twitch, wherever you're watching this, Facebook.
That's right.
All right. I appreciate you. I love that you come here, and hopefully we made you laugh. You know, me, I'm getting old here. I'm stumbling over. I'm like Joe Biden. I stumble over my words. I can't say words. But we come in here.
Words are hard.
Yeah, we try to make you laugh. And I try not to upset Duchess too much. Too much.
Okay.
All right. We will be back next Thursday with Matt Mish. We're going to straighten his ass out. No, I don't know if he'll come on or not. We'll see.
Oh, thanks, Sparky.
All right, Sparky. Says
you got to leave us a message. Send us a voicemail.
Again, the mess. I have a voicemail. You can leave a voicemail. If you don't want to talk.
How much can I ask? I
leave a text.
Week. Send me something.
That's
At least you're not in an iron lung.
That's right. At least you're not in an iron lung.
Bud Bugger setting us straight.
Yeah, I think he's probably one of the... How many people are still left in iron lungs? The iron lungs are probably going
out of
business.
I don't know. I was shocked to see that poor man, well, at least he lived as long as he did, because that quality of life's got to be rough.
They should take his remains, put it in a torpedo, and shoot it out of a submarine. Wouldn't that be like just...
That'd be kind of cool.
It would
give
be kinda,
him some
which, you know
final send off.
You put him in a space rocket and just shoot him up at one of the stages.
All right. Sparky says his message can't be left in a voicemail. When you see it in Discord, you'll understand.
Okay. All right. That's probably a dick pic. I did. I started.
What's worse?
Iron lung
or Stephen Hawking?
I say an iron lung. I say an iron lung because at least Stephen Hawking could get around in
he
a wheelchair.
He could get about. Yeah.
He could
his
get
environment
about, move
could
around.
Change. He could look at more than the ceiling.
He was getting blowjobs by underage women at Epstein Island, allegedly. So he was getting, was getting his salad tossed over there. So at least, you know, he had that. Poor Polio Paul. He's up in heaven now doing cartwheels. And he's walking around. Hey, I can walk. I can do this.
Polio Paul.
Polio Paul.
Man.
That's what they call
him. Paul.
All right. Brand X podcast was out this week. Yes. If you get a chance to take and download that.
Listen to that.
Deuce.
So much fun.
And I and Deuce's co-worker special guest slash boss, Mac. Mac was there. And they told Herb stories.
Heb. That accent is crazy. Is that like a Philly accent?
He was like from Brooklyn, I think, or he was New York.
That's a strange accent.
I was the star of the show, as I always do. Listen, this is how it's going to go.
That's how we're going
to
do it.
Yeah, check out the Brand X podcast on a podcast player near you, or go to brandxpodcast.com. There's actually a website you can go listen to it. And tell a friend.
It was very good. Mm-hmm.
Help us out here. All right, everybody. Duchess, you got anything else?
I don't. I think I'm good tonight.
All right. I am going over to play poker. Now. We'll be in Discord.
Poker later.
Yep. All the links are in the show notes here. You can find them and come join us. All right, everybody.
Thanks, Mike. Mike says it's a great show. Appreciate that.
Thank you all. Talk to you later.
Bye, guys.